Are we on the air?
Yes, you are. Here we go.
Together and act like you know, because if you don't know, now you know. We giving it up tonight for Do or Die, y'all. Yes, Do or Die is in the house, and we got to show much love. And before I bring them live at this time, y'all know how we do on Brown Sugar, right? Y'all know how we do. I got to welcome AK, billionaire, in the house
you
with
did.
A round of applause. Yeah, yeah, Brown Sugar Stout. What's going on, AK?
Man, everything. What's popping with you, Brown Sugar?
Okay. You know how we get it crunk on Brown Sugar Radio, and if you don't know, now you know. We got the little hand clap going in the background. Welcome. Hey, a radio show wouldn't be right without no sound effects, okay? Yes, indeed. So we definitely keep it crunk tonight and every Tuesday and Thursday. My listeners know how to contact me. And, I just definitely want to shout out the listeners that are in the chat room at this time, the loyal listeners that come through every Tuesday and Thursday. I got to say what up. And tonight, like I said, we have Do or Die in the house, and I am privileged to speak up close and personal with AK, and we definitely want to shout out and show much love to the other members of the group. We want to recognize, now I know I'm going to tear his name up. Is it B-Low Zero?
B-Low Zero.
Yeah, I got it on the first try. And Nard, definitely we got to show much love to these brothers. But tonight, we're going to do a one-on-one with AK, billionaire, and learn about the group and the history. And I just got to say that, brother, y'all just keep doing what you do, making fantastic music. You feel me? Feel good music, okay?
Right. No doubt. I mean, that's what it's all about anyway.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And so for my listeners, I definitely want to fill you in a little bit about Do or Die and the history of the group, and just share with you how they have reached the platinum that they're at right now, which is an excellent path that you guys have had. Do or Die, as many of you know, is a rap trio, originally from Chicago, Illinois. And, you know, I got to give a big up to Chi-Town now. Y'all doing it major. Okay?
Chi-Town, stand up. Chi-Town, stand up.
Hollis, you hear me?
No doubt.
Yes. Many of you know Po Pimp, all right? And we're going to play that in just a moment because we got to give them much, much love. But I think that these brothers here, you know what I'm saying, have definitely changed the rap game. They also had a collaboration with fellow Chicago rapper Twister. They've worked with Kanye West. They've worked with R. Kelly. Yin Yang Twins, just to name a few. We got to give it up tonight for Do or Die. Yes. That is what's up. Ha. Do or Die's in the house. And so I just got to, sold more than 3 million albums. That's crazy. I mean, what did that feel like?
That's just a blessing from God. That's what it is. You know, to be able to reach those people and continue to reach them. You know, like one of the things that Jay-Z said, he was like, you went platinum one time, do it again, impress me. You do it twice, okay, you kind of impressed me. You do it three times, that means it's meant for you to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, shoot, I mean, a lot of artists, you know that the industry that you're in is very challenging, you know, at times. And y'all forgive Brown Sugar. My kids are here tonight. I normally don't have them here, but it's all good. We're going to keep it rolling. You know, speaking of kids, are you a parent?
Yeah, I'm a parent. I'm a parent of three
you
kids.
You have kids? Three kids. I got three kids also, so you know what I'm going through. Pray for your girl, Brown Sugar.
Whee!
Man, single parenthood ain't no joke. You know,
right,
as an artist, a major, huh?
Them our future billionaires, though.
You just said something right there now. AK, as a parent, what would you say would be one of your most challenging aspects of trying to balance being a recording artist and a parent?
Just being there for them. You know, the music industry will take up so much of your time to sell so many albums. So just really being there for them and knowing that to let them know that you are in their life and you're going to be there for them, you know, as much as possible, because the road will take up so much time.
Okay.
Yeah,
and that's real talk right there. That's real talk. What's going on, CC? We got Ed Liss, Real Talk Women. We got P.B., who is also Brown Sugar Radio's co-host and graphics designer. What's going on? You got to see the banner that he did for y'all group. It is off the chain. If you get a chance, look at the show link. And we're sending out bulletins as we speak, promoting the show, showing y'all brothers some love. That bulletin is funky. I said, man, oh, man. I said, I hope AK get a chance to see this.
Crazy, right?
He did y'all justice.
Man, I thank him for it, too.
Okay, that's it. Now, looking over the hits that you have had, I mean, just one hit after another, and working with excellent artists, you know, such as Twister. Actually, let's start with Twister because there's so many. What would you say, what was it like working with Twister?
I think it was cool because when we first did the song, Do You Want to Ride, which is Poe Pimp, it was more like, you know, I had brought the song to the table. Me and D-Lo brought the song to the table, so I was like, Twister, I think you fit this song. He was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, let's just get this song going and see what happened. And Twista came in, he did his part, and then, you know, he was like, man, I need one more bar. And then I put a P-I-M-P-ology. I gave him that bar, and that was it. And, man, it blew up.
Hey. Okay.
Okay.
I said, go ahead now. Huh. That's what's up. And I think, like I said, being from Chicago, you know what I'm saying, and the collaboration – working with a lot of great artists, R. Kelly, okay? You got to tell us, R. Kelly, you know, old school, new school. I mean, you've been in the game forever, ever, 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 ever. Such as yourself, you've been in it a long time. And I'm like, to me, it seems like you have to continually be appealing to your fans or draw that crowd. I mean, how do you maintain so successful? You know what I mean? When you're in the industry that you are, and it's always new people coming out. You know
right.
what I'm saying? What is your key
right.
to success?
I think it's just fitting in and knowing your lane. Once you know your lane, everything else will fall in place. And doing your music, you have a certain mark on you. So when you hear Do or Die, you'll hear 7LLPM. We rapping off R&B gangster music, but you know, it's
right.
appealing to the ladies. So when the ladies hear, you know, it gives the guy, you know, if the lady playing the song, the guy's gonna come and listen. So
right.
you know, our music,
okay.
our music had that longevity because we stay in our own lane.
That's what's up. That's the business right there. We got some more listeners that have come through to hear Do or Die tonight. What's up, Peas in a Pod? Welcome, oh, Son of Man, another loyal listener, guest 1056. What's going on? We thank you for joining us tonight. And certainly we got Young 11 and Moogle Palms in the other chat room. Y'all keep coming through. Now, I got to tell you something, AK, about my listeners, okay? They loyal, but they always late. I say the show start at 7 o'clock. They trickle in 7:15, 7:30. They be on that CP time, okay?
CP time.
CP time. I say I'm going to have to tell them that Brown Sugar Radio start at 6:30, so they'll be here on time. You feel me? Yeah. Jeez. But it's all good. Now, were you born and raised in Chicago, or did you move, you know, there, like, in your childhood? Tell us a little bit about what it was like growing up in Chicago.
I was born and raised in Chicago. In Chicago, you know.
A native, okay.
Right. It's one of those cities that when you come here, you know you're in Chicago. The top-notch restaurants. Top, you know, just everything is just wonderful. Yeah, you know, I mean, when you get to Chicago, you probably be like, wow, this is Chicago. But once you hit the downtown area, you hit the west side and south side of Chicago, we have so much to show you. And, it's one of the one of the best cities out there.
All right. That's what's up. Now, have you ever met Oprah or Michael Jordan in Chicago?
Well, me and Michael Jordan have a mutual friend, so I met Michael. I met Michael before, and we, you know, get together and put some things together for the kids here. So I met Michael Jordan before.
All right, all right, yeah, okay, a legend in his own right. And then, what about the Queen of Television?
The Queen, I haven't met her yet, but I have so many. We have some of the same associates.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's the business right there. Real Talk Women says she loves Chicago. That's what's up. One of the listeners in the chat room. Yeah, I'm going to have to get out to the Windy City and see what's cracking out there. Your girl Brown Sugar from Vegas. And, you know, it stay hotter than a firecracker out here. So I need to get me some wind over there where y'all have to cool off because it is super hot out here.
Yeah, I love Vegas, though.
Okay. Okay, it's plenty to do, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, being that you and Kanye did a song together and everything, and you've worked with, like I said, very many artists, which is a blessing, what would you say would be, out of the many artists you've worked with, one of the, I want to say like a mentorship, what would be one of the lessons or values that you've learned about the music industry from any of them?
Wow. One would be R. Kelly. There was two people I learned something from. It was R. Kelly, which was stay in the studio, you know, work your heart out, and then, you know, you're going to pull out some things that you're not going to think they're hits, but those be the hits.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I got from R. Kelly. And then from Scarface, Scarface was, you know, he was like, sometimes, you know, just being in the music industry, it's a drag. You have to find the best things in the music industry and take that, and that, you know, that'll keep you going through the music industry because sometimes it make you want to get out, and it do.
That's
Kelly.
Go ahead. Okay. That's funny that you mentioned how some of the songs you write that you think are not going to be a hit are the hits, because that was going to be my next question was, when you write a song, is it something like an intuition or something that you have that you know, okay, this is going to be the song? Or are you pretty much just, you know, winging it, you know, like taking that chance, like, you know, okay, I'm going to trust, maybe this is it?
Yeah, I mean, you just doing it from gut feeling. You know, you're doing what you either went through or you're doing what someone else went through, and it's just a gut feeling of what you want to talk about. You know, and the gut feelings always bring the best songs.
Yeah, okay. Got the creative juices flowing. And speaking of writing, do you all write your own songs? You know, I know you work as a group, but do you write or does someone produce and write for you?
We write our own songs.
All right. Okay. Can you sing?
I'm going to do it before I get out the music industry. I'm going to sing. Okay.
You know, because what I want to know is, how is it that artists decide to be in R&B or hip hop? You know, what do you go with? What is it that makes you say, okay, I'm gonna do hip hop?
I think with hip hop, to me, you can express yourself more. You can express yourself through being an R&B, But it's only, it's less words you can use to express yourself because you harmonize.
Mm-hmm.
But with hip hop, when you express yourself, you use so many words. It's like, wow, I can express myself. I got. Okay, let me put it like this. You got 3 minutes and 30 seconds to express yourself, a whole story in one song.
Wow, that's true. That's true. And here you squeezing a whole life, you feel me, story into 3 minutes.
Into 3 minutes. So, you know, with rap, I think the hip-hop side of it, I took that because I had a chance to express myself and tell the story. You can tell a story in R&B, but you have to harmonize and sing it.
Right, that's true. That's true. You know, I believe that you're absolutely right about that. Now, Do or Die has an album that's out, and I want you to tell us a little bit about that album and when that's due to release, or actually, is it already out now?
It's due to release in May.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah,
so this is all righty, and so you also have a new project that I got to give you much love on. You're debuting as a solo artist, and the title of that CD is Young, Rich, and Powerful.
No doubt.
What was the motivation for that title? I mean, it's not too hard to figure out, but, you know, what is it that drives you to pick that as your first debuting album title?
Well, just sitting down with a lot of entrepreneurs and sitting down and talking with them, this guy said this to me, and the quote was so real, I just said, you know what, I'm going to call my album Young, Rich, and Powerful, just, you know, going through the music industry and making money. He said this. He said, in order to become a billionaire, you have to make 1,000 people millionaires.
Wow.
So that's my mission.
Yeah, that's some knowledge right there.
Yeah. That's my mission.
Okay. Now, see, that's a good mission. What's going on, Bumble Darling? Thanks for joining us tonight. I see a lot of new listeners in the chat room coming through. Certainly, I want to encourage each and every one of you to create a user account with Blog Talk Radio. It's complimentary. And certainly, you want to lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites so that you can be notified when we have exciting up-and-coming guests, such as the artists we have tonight, Do or Die's in the house, and we got to just definitely show this brother some love. He has two major projects coming out, one in May with his group Do or Die, and then his solo album, which is due to be released in July. And so I think that is absolutely incredible because it takes a lot of effort and devotion and commitment to even put together an album. And you got two coming out in 1 year? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's,
in 1 year.
We working. I mean, in order to get to that big enough status, you got to get out here and work, you know.
Okay,
and,
now
and,
tell
and,
us who's.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Do your thing.
It's just like you were saying, you know, earlier. You know, when you out here and you working, when you begin to work in the music industry is like, get it now, get it while you can get it, or don't you're not gonna get it at all. That's just about
right. Wow, that's what's up. And you know that industry is constantly changing. You know what I'm saying? It's like one minute you see a number one single, and then the next you see somebody else there. You're like, what's going on? 106 and Park is a prime example of that. You feel me? Just switching up constantly, you know?
Right.
But it's all good. And I got to say that I commend you. And what I'm going to do at this time, we're going to go back, and we got to play that classic that I absolutely love. Y'all know what it is. Do you want to ride in the backseat of my caddy? Hey. Hey, you know that is singing, though. You felt the hook. That's y'all. I'm like, y'all, that's singing. You got to harmonize and blend and do all that good stuff. So here it is, y'all. Do or Die is the classic featuring Twista. Yeah, Pope Pimp, y'all keep it locked.
You did.
Do you want to ride in the backseat of a caddy, chop it up, do or die? Do you want to ride in the backseat of a Cadillac, chopping up with doing
it. 7LLPM, flying out to them house in a BM, sipping Seagram, showing all the weed them, touching all my thoughts them. Moving to the back so I can see who beeping this tall pimp. Free to the phone with a slow limp, in a trip down, shitting with 3127628. Three line connection, us from resting one of the faction. This brain the weed, we got the drinks you need, and plus we strapped with two protections. I put the phone in the hook, then I pause for a minute, cause I forgot where I left the hoe. And I said that I forgot that the hoes wanna snap, I straight up checked the hoe. Really dope to the crib, no. The live hoes, 3 miles per hour. Like, we running up on some rivals. Never to deny, no. These bitches be fly low. Introduce myself. A to the motherfucker came in to recognize, but I lose myself. Juice myself. As you take one pull up, pass it to the left and up. Self send the niggas a take two pull, cause they thinking about stepping up. B-I-M-P, ology. But logically, be learning these hoes biology and obviously, well.
Ain't this some shit? Pull up in the C-A-D-I. Double L, up in AC, AC hoes, AP throws, P-I, M-P, and they think that automatically, cause he's a pimp, he gotta be, full of that, M-O-N-E, but why, cause nigga be sporting nice cars and fancy clothes, fresh Georgia Bowl, flexing 150, chop up that paper house, chop up that paper house, watch where your lips go, caress my tips slow, to the tempo, it's a mental, real simple when you're fucking with a pimp though, get a bob in the back seat, let's have B in the cab with your best with your young lad, smoking on that fine grass, never miss what you never had, and last, P-I-M-P, ology, but logically, be learning these hoes biology, and I'm asleep, well,
more gang than a mouth full of poker chips to get them hoes with the open lips and the provoking hips. I never gotta tell them any lies. Have them looking in the city shots. Get up in the kitty size, cause I'm blessed with a look of innocence. Good sex, peanut butter complex, that's a pretty eye. Pity cries on my strategy side. Yo, one out of me gotta be right, gotta be the fly to me right. But if the head's the bomb, come on, suck a nigga dick. Members on my click, wanna see what that'll be like. I know you wanna try that, to the rhythm of a hi-hat. Don't be bogus and deny that. I done got a hold of them, my fellas wanna train while she lie back. Now, motherfucker, can you buy that? Where your ride at? On the passenger side of your hoe, trying to come up on another G. The broad all up under me, trying to smother me, looking lovely. While I wrote another beat, suddenly she learned that I don't deal with emotions. But when we in the room, she rubbing me with lotion. She coming like the ocean coast and have a sick digging me into a dive, cause you love potion. The word no was never said. Supposed to be giving women dick in the bed until they sick in the head. And if I ever leave whoever dead, they ain't tricking the feds. I'm spitting gang, but it's chicken and bread. Kicking them legs in the air like a player do. Then be little in a day or two. Afterwards, I'm a slayer crew. Now that's a pimp type shit that be low AK and do. Wearing gray and blue. If a hoe in the holler, then you a player if you hit them ends to get the dividends. But you a pimp if you can get the same hoe. Don't wanna freak your friends, cause I study P.I. MP, ology, but logically, be learning these hoes biology. Obviously, well,
that's what's up. I know. That took y'all back, didn't it? Huh?
Yeah. They see they stuff in their Cadillacs when they came on.
Okay. And I got a Cadillac, so you know I'm sitting up here chilling, cruising like, yeah, I'm feeling that. Yeah. Okay, they call that the black folk car, the Cadillac. Okay. That's what's up. I said, it's like every black person I know drove a Cadillac back in the day. I got one now.
Got one now. That's right.
Huh. That's all right, though. So, like I said, we had to go back, and definitely I got to say that is a true classic in its own right. Can't nobody even touch it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just excellent. Excellent how y'all put that together. And I'm thinking, you know, as I'm visualizing the song, right,
yeah,
I'm like, I wonder if they was in their truck or their Cadillac and just started singing, do you want to ride? Ooh, that sounds good. Don't that sound good? Let's make a song.
Yeah, you sound good. We're going to have to break out a song or two.
Okay, let's put me on the hook. That's
you
about
did.
All I can hold on to. Ha.
Yeah,
that's what's up. What's going
on? Right quick.
Okay, for real. That's what it's all about, is making that paper. What's up, mm-hmm. Michelle R. Hughes? Thank you for joining us tonight. We are going to take a quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, I do see the call lines are filling up, and definitely we want to show you some love tonight. I'm going to ask that you keep your questions brief because we have several callers. I want to try to get as many as I can. However, at this time, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Honey, we need to hurry. I'm going to go pull the car around.
I'm coming.
Well, look at you looking like you lost a pound or two.
I lost more than a pound or two. I lost 3 dress sizes over the last 3 weeks.
Really? 3 weeks?
Yeah. Ever since I joined D's Life, those pounds have disappeared. I can even fit into those jeans again.
Oh, you mean those jeans that I...
Yeah. Those jeans.
Oh, my.
I told Lisa about D's Life a month ago, and she had to get last-minute alterations on her wedding gown. Her maid of honor had weight loss surgery last year, and she uses D's Lifestyle to exercise, eat healthy, and keep the weight off.
Really?
And it really works. Now all of my girlfriends want to know about D's Life.
Cool. How about we come home after the ceremony, and you change into those jeans before the reception?
You crazy.
Join now and get 50% off D's Life Detox Program. Call 888-225-1929 or log on to www.dslifenow.com.
I'ma do me. PB Creations, graphic and web design, bring a vision to life for very low prices. We design websites, banners, flyers, MySpace layouts, and even mixtape cover. Check us out today at www.pbcreations, that's creations with a Z.com.
Are you tired of listening to those same old boring shows? Do you need a change? Well, come join us weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. On the live show on Blog Talk Radio, we have the hottest celebrity interviews and the latest updates on entertainment, health, beauty, and fashion, even more. Brown Sugar Radio, recently featured in Web Radio Magazine for representing the best in internet radio. Join us today at www.brownsugarradio.com, where entertainment is extraordinary.
Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific. You can find me at www.blogtalkradio.com/life, love, and everything in between.
What's poppin'? This is AK Billionaire from Do or Die. We chillin' with my girl, Brown. What's poppin'? This is AK Billionaire from Do or Die. We chillin' with my girl. What's poppin'? This is AK Billionaire from Do or Die. We chillin' with my girl, Brown Sugar, on the live show on the internet, Brown Sugar Radio. Holla back. Chat.
Yeah, and we're back. I'll tell y'all what, y'all know Brown Sugar Radio, live show on Blog Talk Radio. We keep it popping. And we are here with AK Billionaire from Do or Die, and we are showing him much love tonight. Yes. The phone lines, I see y'all filling up here. And so definitely you guys can get at him and ask a respectful question. Y'all know how I am about my guests now. I'm very protective, okay? So, yeah, show him some love tonight. I see a few callers here, and then I got to keep the show rolling because we have the new single that we definitely want to promote tonight and get out there. Okay, I got a 601. 601, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening? 601, I guess 601 and got phone size. Celebrity struck something. We're going to keep it moving. 586, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hey, Brown Sugar. You know, I couldn't hear you in the chat room, so I called you up. But I really didn't want to talk, but I'm enjoying your show.
Oh, okay. And who's this on the line?
This is Michelle Hughes.
Oh, hey, Michelle. All right. Well, thank you so much for showing us some love tonight.
Yep, just wanted to show you some love and show up on your show.
All right. That's what's up. Well, thank you so much.
You're
all right, I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute, okay?
Thanks.
And I think that's probably what happened with the other caller, the 610. You don't have to hang up. If you're just calling in to listen, by all means, hit me up in the chat room. Give me your first four digits of your phone number, and I will not pick you up off the switchboard, okay? I have no problem. I know a lot of you like to listen from your phone. Sometimes your computer gets a tripping. I understand, but just let me know, and then I won't pick you up off the air here. Okay, 310, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening? 310? Okay, well, we just going to keep it moving here. What is going on tonight? Everybody just sitting up here, they shy, they don't want to talk? What's happening? Man, okay, now I got a 301. 301, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Brown Sugar.
What's up?
What's going on?
What's going on? Who's this?
This Son of Man, your favorite fan.
What's up, Son of Man?
Chilling. No, I had to come show some love.
Okay.
You got my favorite artist in the whole wide world on your show.
That's what's up.
Man, these dudes got me through some summers in D.C. on Georgia Avenue Day. Riding through in my El Dorado, trying to get me a little something going up and down the hill. But you know.
No doubt.
I ain't had that twang on my talk, man. So, you know, I couldn't get it like I wanted to.
Right.
He's so crazy.
But you got it.
Ah, oh, man. Hey, look, I'm getting it.
You get it?
I'm getting it.
No doubt.
Son, you crazy. This is one of my loyal listeners here, AK. I mean, he continually supports Brown Sugar Radio, and he absolutely loves you and your music. And I think that this is a privilege for him to be able to speak with you tonight. We certainly do appreciate you coming through tonight. What one question, since you have this opportunity, Son of Man, to speak with one of your absolute favorite artists, what one question would you like to ask them tonight?
I just started a company, and we doing music, and I want to know, how can we get down with you?
Well, actually, we both just opened up a company. Well, what we can do, you can take my email address. Take my email address. I'll get Brown Sugar my email address, and we can go from there, fam.
That's what's up, because I'd be out that way. You still out in the Shy?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago. Actually, I'm back and forth, Chicago, Atlanta, and Houston.
Okay. See, I'm back and forth, D.C., Atlanta, and I'm about to start doing Lincoln, Illinois. You know what I'm saying? That's like a couple of hours from y'all.
Right, no doubt.
So, you know, I got my man. He messed with the POCC, you know, Fred and them.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you know,
all right, that's what's up.
We doing
all
it,
right,
man.
Well, we're going to make it do what it do. And you know how to hit me up at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com, Son of Man, and you know it's Sugar, S-U-G-A, the getaway.
Right. Appreciate it.
That's what's up. All right, thanks for calling in, hon. I appreciate the love.
All right,
that's what's up. So, definitely, y'all don't be phone shy, celebrity struck, y'all. It's just call, talk. If you have any questions also, you can direct them in the chat room if you'd like me to ask it, and certainly if it's an appropriate question, y'all, come on. But we want to show them some love tonight and help support them. Now, the album, like I said, the Do or Die group album will be out in May, coming to a store near you. You got to get it. And then definitely AK Billionaires, Young, Rich, and Powerful. And if those ain't some words of motivation, I don't know what is. You got to pick it up. That's going to be out for release in July, okay? What up, Rock Prince? Thanks for coming through tonight. We see you there in the chat room. What's up, Woogie Palms? And is it Little One? I think that's Little One. Anyway, if I mess your name up, forgive me. All right, so we're going to play the second track. Okay, look, I attempted to say it. We're going to go ahead tonight and play. You laughing at me. You say Brown Sugar off the chain, huh?
Right, you off the chain for real, but I like it.
Yeah, boy.
That's what's up. I had to go Flavor Flav on you real quick. We're going to play the second. We're going to play the second single, which is off their new album. And the title of this one is Look at My Caddy. And I think this is funny because it's another Cadillac song. Are you obsessed with Cadillacs, AK?
Yeah, I mean, is that the people from Cadillac, you know, they gave us a call. And
what?
I was looking at the Cadillac 16. And the Cadillac 16 is a beautiful car. It looked like a Batman car.
What?
Yeah, it looked like the Batman car. So I was asking.
And they let you sponsor their cars.
Right, they let me sponsor the car, so that's when we came up. Look at my caddy. You know, we stayed up to date with the music and the song. It's crazy. The song's crazy. You just got to hear it.
Oh, what? Look at my caddy. Now, see, if I start singing about a Cadillac, you think they'd give me one, too?
I'll make sure they get you one.
Okay. Oh, Michelle Hughes says she drive a Cadillac. That's the business. I drive a Cadillac truck. Hey. I love my Cadillac truck. Yes. Can't go without it. You feel me? I ain't had no problems with my Cadillac. I take it in to get service, and I bring it on back home. And I had no problems. Let me knock on some wood. Thank you, Jesus. Watch tomorrow I get a flat or something. No, it's all good. Them Cadillacs, I'm telling you, they can go at least shoot 200,000, 300,000 miles, it seems like.
Yeah, all you have to
for
do
sure.
Take care of it.
Hey, you take care of your ride, it'll take care of you. Okay?
No doubt.
That's what's up. All right, so here's Do or Die, Look at My Caddy. And we definitely going to, y'all keep it locked.
Hey, hey. Diamonds up against that wood.
Look at my caddy. 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 Look at my Cadillac rolling. My Cadillac rolling. Look at my caddy. 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 Hey yo, my Cadillac rolling. My Cadillac rolling.
Cruising down the street. Real slow. Tell me what they yelling when I open up the door.
Inside, peanut butter, outside.
Do you wanna ride, shawty? Do you wanna?
In the backseat of a caddy with the diamonds on the wheel.
I got money in the bank.
Plus I got Gucci on my heel. And they told me if I hustle every day,
I make a meal.
So I hit the corner 24/7 the way I live. I'm a paper chasing round table GMS. Don't get a self-made millionaire. I'm throwing stacks everywhere.
Man, you can't see this paper. I got plenty of it.
Diamonds up against that wood.
Look at my caddy. Look at my caddy. Look at my caddy. Look at my caddy. Look at my caddy.
Look at my caddy.
Look at my Cadillac rolling. My Cadillac rolling. Look at my caddy. 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 Hey yo, my Cadillac rolling. My Cadillac rolling.
I took them 22s off. Honey, don't melon so sweet, make the bees want it. Got me skating on these like a rich boy. 28, got it looking like a taco toy. Taco toy grill, cut some gush, and it's dumb nice. Dumb nice, tell them that Trump left. leveled out right, yeah, it's beating hard. Coming through the block, got them wars on supercharge. No diamonds in the back, cause they in the chain. Couple bucks when they blew out the brain. Paint still wet, leaving drips in your lane. No, I'm not frontin', lights on, daytime stuntin'. Swaggin' through the city, you can call it escalating. Lengthy floors, white guts, got them extra hatin'. But I'm still on the Ave and I'm feeling good.
Diamonds up against that wall.
Look at my caddy. 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 Look at my Cadillac rolling. My Cadillac rolling. Look at my caddy. 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 Hey, yo, my Cadillac rolling. My Cadillac rolling. G4L twine. He's so fly. Sound like this when the last ride by. Guap in sky. If you're not broke, throw some guap in sky. Got a front sunglass covering my eyes. 23s on it, that's how I ride. Chop, shop, everything looking brand new. Limousine fit so you can't see through. See Gucci leather in the pipeline mocha. Itching on the boards like a Michael Jordan poster. Sitting on chrome wheels, chirping Motorola. Drive with no hand, cause I got a chauffeur. TV pop up. Like a toaster, shining down the avenue. I do it for my culture. BBS is make a flock like vulture.
Diamonds up against that wall.
Look at my caddy. 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 Look at my Cadillac rolling. My Cadillac rolling. Look at my caddy. Look at my caddy.
Hey, now that song right there is the business. What? I can see me and my caddy all day long, huh? Just cruising. That's the business. That's the business. Mm. Right there. AK, y'all did your thing on that one.
Man, we had to do it. We had no, look, shit, we had no other choice.
Okay. That is the business. The listeners in the chat room, they was like, oh, yeah, that's the stuff right there. Okay. Mm. Yeah, they was feeling that all day. And I'm like, yeah, that's a Cadillac song for sure.
Yeah. Look at my caddy, oh. My Cadillac rolling.
Yeah. You got that. If you ain't got one, that'll make you run out and want to buy one. Ha. You tripping off of me, huh?
Man,
what up, Mr. Bonds? Go ahead. You enjoying
I'm
the show?
I'm enjoying you. I'm enjoying you, man.
All right.
Man.
Well,
wow, the show is incredible.
He say, bro, sugar off the chain. When you come out here to Vegas, I'm telling you. We got to kick it. You know what I'm saying? We need to go. I know Vegas like the back of my hand, so I'm telling you, you would really have a good time. You say you enjoy it out here, which is cool. But, I mean, I think it's great for artists because, you know, we're the entertainment capital of the world. So, okay. I mean, shoot. Yeah, you get out here, I'm telling you. We could have up to 2-3 million tourists in one day. And that's all you need to go platinum.
Listen, I'll probably not come back to Chicago.
Okay. For real. Huh. Oh, wow. Yeah. I got to shout out some more listeners in the chat room. I got to say what's up to Snuggle Bunch. Then we also got Velly Vale. What's crack-a-lacking with you? And then we got, is it Bump Shoe? These names are too much. You know what? To change your name. All you have to do is click on the peg there, and you can change your name, okay? So that the computer will not give you these off-the-wall names here, all right? But certainly, like I said, I truly have enjoyed it tonight, and before I let you go, I would love to have you, you know, I guess you could speak on the upcoming events or shows that you're going to be performing at. Or certainly let us know where they can reach your MySpace page, any fan sites, if you want to put it out there right now. I'd love for you to do that.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to thank God, and, you know, I'd love to thank you, Sugar, for letting us come on to your show. That's the first thing.
All right.
You can get in contact with us at, wow, at myspace.com, akdiggin00ud.
All right. That's what's up. Most definitely. Okay. And we want to, you know, like I said, follow you closely. And when he is in a city near you, y'all got to show AK Billionaire some love. And remember, you heard it first on Brown Sugar Radio.
Look at my caddy.
Look at my caddy. What? I love it. All right. Well, I'm telling you, I'll be the first one to go on and get that single. Because that right there is that's the business. That's the business right there. Okay. That's it. So definitely, like I said, you be blessed and keep in touch with me. You know what I'm saying? When July comes, if you want to come back and we work on your solo album and promote your new single then, we'd love to have you back.
Okay, I'll be looking forward to it. Can I say one more thing, Sugar?
Oh, absolutely. And if you have any shout-outs or anything, certainly now's the time. You can do that.
Oh, my shout-out is to the world about the album. I think one of the biggest things that I really want to say is that we have, not to jump over off subject, but on subject, we have Obama running for president, you know, and he is winning. We are the supporters of Obama. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, Obama this, that, and the other. Well, let's look at it like this. He's showing us, he's a reflection of us. He's showing us what we can do, and we can go beyond whatever we think. And I just want to
Okay. That's some knowledge right there. You feel me? And I mean, TB is my co-host. He co-hosts periodically, I should say. But one thing that we always encourage our listeners is to vote. You know, without a voice, you can't be heard. Now's the time to get out there and to vote. And especially during such a historic time like this, why not be a part of the movement? You feel
exactly.
me?
Exactly. Who get a chance
yeah,
to see
so,
this? People didn't even think they were going to get a chance to see this.
Yeah. That's real. You know, I mean, they never thought this day would come.
Exactly.
Ever. You know, and so I believe it. Get out there, make a change. You feel
right.
me? Get out there and vote. You only got to be 18.
No doubt.
Get out there. That's definitely. I appreciate that.
That's one of the decisions that will help you be able to feed your family. That's a good decision to take take and say, I'm going to go ahead and vote. That can help you feed your family. That's real talk.
That's real. You absolutely right about that. Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Well, certainly, like I said, I appreciate you coming through tonight. Much love to the other group members, Nard and Below Zero. We got to say what's yeah, I keep looking at it, and I'm like, don't tear it up, Sugar, don't tear it up. So I'm getting it. I got it, okay? I'll tear a name up in a minute, okay? Look, I live in Vegas, but my grandma was born and raised in Arkansas, and I got that okay. Southern slang. But it's all good. It's all, tearing some names up. But I love my grandma. But definitely, like I said, I appreciate you coming through. We got to chop it up some more, AK. It's been a pleasure speaking with you tonight. And definitely keep in touch.
Slang, thank you very much.
No problem. All right, y'all. Look at my caddy. Y'all got to keep it locked because it's definitely coming out soon. All right, then, AK. Have a blessed night.
You too.
All right. And so that was Do or Dies, AK Billionaire, doing his thing tonight. And, you know, I think that it's a wonderful opportunity to get to speak with him. And he's doing some great things, very positive, very, very positive. And so get the album for Do or Die that's going to be released in May. Support him. You know, we want to help these artists go platinum. Y'all don't copy it and get it off the websites and stuff, because that's cutting into their goals that they have, you know, to make it to be a platinum recording artist. Go support the artist. Buy it. Yes, I got a caddy, Brother Reggie. I see you in the chat room. Yes, I got a caddy. That's why that song is banging to me. Yes, I got a Cadillac. Okay? So I got a true appreciation for that song. I appreciate the guests that are still coming through, those of you who missed AK Billionaire, but you can certainly download this segment and replay it within the next 10 minutes. I will be off the air. I just wanted to kind of go over a few show announcements for this month. But before I do that, I want to shout out some more listeners coming through. Wow, you guys are coming through full force, and now my guest is already gone for the night. Ain't that a hot mess? It's all good. Y'all got to be on time. Guest 1191, what's going on? Glenn and Teresa, what's happening? Sankara 37, we got guest 1181, Brother Reggie, what's happening? Okay, Veli Vale, they're in the other chat room. I see you. I have two chat boxes here. You're more than welcome. If you want to join us in the Blog Talk Radio chat box, that's where you can locate the party. That's where we all at. However, I appreciate you coming through tonight. Like your name, that's real cute. Now, for this upcoming Thursday, you guys don't want to miss this show. You got to keep it locked because we are going to have a show. Myself and my guest co-host, Sherry Hill, who is the co-host of Cocktails and Conversation. We're having a discussion on why can't couples stay together? Yes, we keeping it real on Brown Sugar Radio. So you definitely want to write that down, mark it on your calendars. This Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we are speaking on an open discussion on why can't couples stay together, all right? So if you have been through a serious breakup, or if you have not experienced a successful relationship, a long-lasting relationship, you can definitely tune in to www.brownsugarradio.com, and we're going to speak on it. Yes, indeed, we're going to speak on it. Because, you know, Brown Sugar Radio, we keep it all the way live. You know, I do need to play Life Gen is Let's Stay Together on that show. That's a great idea, PV, most definitely. But I don't know. We're gonna talk on that. I don't want to speak too much right now and let you know my thoughts. You got to tune in Thursday to see what my thoughts going to be. But we got to keep it locked. And then on next Tuesday the 15th, we have the Loveologist who will be helping me go guest co-host. And that show is also going to be another juicy show. Yes, it is. Another juicy show on Brown Sugar Radio. And that is, how far would you go to save your marriage or your relationship? How far is too far? I mean, would you stay with a man that beats you? Would you stay with a woman that continually cheats on you? Would you stay with a woman or a man that has a drug problem? How far is too far? Y'all let me know. Holler at your girl, Brown Sugar. So, I don't know, y'all. I think this is going to be interesting, these next two topics. However, on the 16th, we got the Star Gang, which is an up-and-coming artist. Now, y'all know Brown Sugar don't normally hold down three shows a week. But because Cree, who is also a sponsor of Brown Sugar Radio, she has a feature in her online digital magazine, I decided to show her group some love. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to make it work and do what it do. Next week, we have three shows, okay? They're going to be featured Wednesday night. Then on that Thursday, the 17th, we have Miss Dade County. Y'all better act like you know, holler if you hear me, because Miss Dade County is going to be in the house this Thursday, the 17th. Next Thursday, my bad, the 17th. So those are the next few shows coming up. Now, on the 22nd, I'm not doing a show. You want to know why? Because it's my baby birthday. Yes, Twinkie turning 2 years old on the 22nd. No show. So put a big old red X on the 22nd because ain't nothing going down. That's my baby birthday. On the 24th, though, you definitely want to keep it locked because we have a tribute show for the one and only and the incredible Static Major, who is also a member of Player and is also currently featured on 106 in Park with Lil Wayne and their hit single, Lollipop. For those of you who don't know, I definitely want to pay much respect to Static Major. He recently passed,
And we're going to have some of the members of his group and some of the individuals that have worked closely with Static Major. For those of you who don't know, he has produced songs for Aaliyah, Destiny's Child, for Jodeci, for Genuine. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Missy Elliott, Timberland, just so many different celebrities. And this song, like I said, on 106 in Park, we want to show him some love. If you don't know about him, certainly you can check out his MySpace. If you go to Static Major, Google it, you'll see his MySpace page. They have a beautiful tribute to him. And so we want to show him much respect on the 24th. I hope y'all writing all this down. If not, you can check out my show schedule on the link, and we're going to make it do what it do. So it's all good. Like I said, I do appreciate each and every one of you coming through tonight. And Do or Die is in the house doing their thing. Excellent show. If you missed it, if you're just now catching the end of the show, you can certainly recap the highlights of the show or listen to the entire show by downloading it as soon as this show ends, within the next 4 minutes, okay? And it's all good. I did see a 347 area code. You're more than welcome to call in. I was doing my show announcements, and I didn't want to forget nothing, so that's why I kept it moving. However, I wanted to acknowledge I did see you. If you want to call back in, if you got a shout-out or opinion of the show that just featured, certainly I want you to rate it. Ratings are very important. That's what's going to keep Brown Sugar Radio at the top of its game, and that's what's also going to help us to become the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. And I can't do that without the support and help of each and every one of you. So I'd appreciate it after this show has ended, if you can come back onto the show link and all you do is click on play, and you'll see you can rate it 1 to 5 stars. Now, don't be giving this show no one now. You know I'm going to delete that comment. No. Oh, Lord. Y'all know I love y'all. Uh-oh. Here go my boy PB in the house. What up, PB? What up?
La 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 la.
What's crack-a-lackin'? You is too crazy.
You tripping.
Okay.
Why you out?
I'm tripping. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying life. Life is good. I'm enjoying my guests. You feel me? He was cool. I liked him. He was real cool. Yeah. You sit up here cracking up. Use a trip. We got 2 minutes remaining on the show. So what do you think of tonight's show? Wasn't them songs off the chain?
Yeah, it was hot. I'm trying to borrow your calendar.
All right.
I think you should let me borrow your calendar.
Uh-oh. If you get you some money, we going to get more money. Then we both can get new Cadillacs. You feel me? Hey. PB say, get money. You going to borrow my Caddy. Well, you can come on over to the 702. You all the way in Arkansas, I'm all the way out here in Vegas. I don't know how we're going to make that happen. Ain't like you around the corner. So it's all good.
I got connections.
You got connections. So. All right. It's all good. It's all
might
good.
Just
I got to get
up.
Might be in Vegas now. You never know. Nellie Bell, you figured out how to get into the other chat room. Welcome. And then you just add a picture and you in. Don't forget to add Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites. Oh, and before I forget, y'all, I'm so embarrassed. I have over 40, close to 40, I think it's 38 now, new friend requests on Blog Talk Radio. I promise you I'm going to get to you. I have been so busy. But I see each, because what it is, I like to take the time and comment on each and every one of them. And if I can't do it, then I don't do it at all. You know what I'm saying? I will do it when I have time. So please bear with me. I see y'all there. I just have not gotten to you, but thank you for continually coming through. I was checking out the downloads. And do you know Brown Sugar Radio has had well over 17,000 listeners and downloads? Shut up! I was like, wow, it shows in my host profile. Well, y'all keep spreading the word and keep coming through and listening to these shows, because it'll be our year anniversary in August. So, or is it 2 years? I don't even remember. We still here, PB. That's all that matters, right? Yeah. Well, PB, you got any last shout-outs before we end? We got 30 seconds, and it's a wrap.
Okay, shout out Rock Prince. They doing a giveaway, Mariah Carey. You check them out Thursday, the Rock Prince and me's line. That's it. Shout them out. All
right,
all them.
Right.
I'm trying to win that Mariah Carey CD.
Huh.
I want
okay,
it.
Well, we
it's mine.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So y'all keep it locked, and we going to make it do what it do. All right, y'all. Well, thank you for joining us on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. And make it a great, great day. So we're going to end tonight and make it do what it do. We out, y'all. Holla.
Brown sugar, baby. I get high off your love. I don't know how to be.
Oh, and before I get, hold up, I know this is so ghetto, I'm still talking. Before I forget, I got to say what's up. I didn't see you, Indians Urban World. Yes, you can check out the archives. It's all good. Definitely. Keep it locked on Brown Sugar Radio. Y'all know it's all the way live. Oh, we got more guests coming in, guest 1237. What up, what up, what up? Keep coming through, y'all. Keep coming through. I got to say much love to each and every one of you. See, only the ones that are going to download this show is going to hear this part because the show's not airing live no more. But once you download it and you listen to the whole show, you're going to peep and hear all of this. Anyway, make it a great day. God bless you. We out. For real this time.